This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
All right. This is at least the biggest thing to me with Kelsey, as this is day one of having this conversation. We got a text. CDOT, what happens if Travis says he wants to come back, but the Chiefs don't necessarily want him back? I think that is a legitimate possibility. I really do. I think it's a legitimate possibility. The gentleman then replied, Kelsey could come back with the pay cut and just take a bigger cash signing bonus and stay. Just depends on how much Clark is willing to open up his wallet. So this past season, Travis Kelsey made $17.1 million. $17.1 million. Rob, I'm asking this question honestly. How much do you think would be a fair pay cut if you are a player who is still a productive player in the league? It's not like we're talking about Travis Kelsey is a league minimum player. This isn't like an NBA roster where you keep Vince Carter around. He sits on the end of the bench. He's a veteran presence. That's not what we're talking about. This isn't Vince Carter or Udonis Haslam. Kelsey's going to be an all-pro at his position next year. I just don't think you go from being a $17 million a year player, you're still playing at a very, very high level, and now you're coming back to take a 80% pay cut and you're playing for $4 million next year. I just don't really think that's the case. This is my big point with Kelsey and why I think it's a real conversation if you even want Travis Kelsey back next year. Rob, let's say that Travis Kelsey took a 30% pay cut from what he just made, right? I would say that's a big drop. If anybody makes 30% less than what you made this year, that's noticeable. If Travis Kelsey took a 30% pay cut, he'd make $11.9 million. I only bring that up because that's more money than James Cook gets paid. I just want to at least put into context, especially if this team needs to fulfill some other holes and we think get younger and cheaper and more explosive in certain ways, paying Kelsey means that you also can't go out and make some of the moves that you potentially want to make in free agency to go sign this player or that player. Like, there's some things that the Chiefs are going to need. The Chiefs, to me, are going to have to spend some big-time money on the defensive line. Like, I really want them to find their version of Danielle Hunter. They need a 27, 28-year-old dog on the defensive line that can go get after the other team's quarterback. To me, the Chiefs need to spend a little bit of money in free agency when it comes to running back. You don't necessarily have to go get Kenneth Walker. You don't have to necessarily go out there and get Breece Hall, but you can't spend $1 million on Elijah Mitchell this year. You got to really put some investment out there. So all I want people to do is we're having this conversation about Travis Kelce. It is important to note, Travis Kelce is now starting from scratch on what his contract looks like. And I know we think that these athletes are all doing it for the love of the game and they're doing all of these things. No, if I made $17 million last year, I'm not now in the business of making $4 million to come back and work at the same company. So I'll take a little bit less. But to me, the lowest I think you're getting Travis Kelce is at $12 million. And that makes him the seventh highest paid offensive or tight end in the National Football League. Are you willing to pay him? I wouldn't be willing to do that if I'm the Chiefs. I really think they are in a very difficult situation financially, even if he wants to come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I think, now, to your original point, and I agree with you, and I don't think Andy Reid was just, talking in that press conference. I think he's correct. Travis Kelce is going to take some time to make a decision. But I think this decision is far more two-pronged than I think people understand. Because if step one is Travis Kelce has to decide if he wants to play football. Which, based on how he last year on his podcast, when he decided to come back, said he weighed the decision for a long time. It is not some easy decision. Then the second decision, if he decides to come back, hey, do you want to get paid or do you want to just play football? Because to what you're saying, if he gets $12 million, that's still more money than most people, me, you listening, will get. But that's a fine, normal contract in the league. Or does he want to get paid like he just did? Because what? He was third, fourth in the NFL in yards among tight ends. Is he going to take $8 million? Probably not. So then the obvious question here is, if Travis Kelce decides to return, do you think there's a chance he returns to somewhere other than the Chiefs because of these contract restrictions, for lack of a better term?
And just some of these things, and I completely get it and I completely understand. Like, somebody just threw out, CDOT, I would pay Travis Kelce 1 year, $7 million, $3.5 million guaranteed. No. Like, paying Travis Kelce $7 million means that he gets paid like he's Colton Loveland, who is a rookie. So, no, he's not doing this. I just think when we have these conversations about guys, I think a lot of it is like the Tom Brady. Oh, well, Tom Brady, his girlfriend was rich. So, do you guys know how much money Tom Brady made in his NFL career? Take a guess, Rob. You know we love playing this game. How much money do you think Tom Brady made just off playing football? Not a single endorsement. Because sometimes we paint it like Brady was just this, oh, he didn't make any money. He was making nickel and dime. Do you know how much money Tom Brady made from playing football?
I don't think he ever got to like the mega, mega deals.
I'll tell you, $332 million.
My guess was $500. So, yeah.
I guess all I'm saying with Travis Kelce is completely aware of who his fiance is and that money is not an issue. I'm sorry. He's going to work at a job. It is a job. I don't know what person who in 2025 made $17 million doing their job is now signing up to make 60% less money than they did when that company is still asking you to do all the same work. They're still asking you to play in 17 games. They're still asking you to go to training camp. They're still asking you to be there for OTAs. You work at the same place. You're just giving money back to the company? No, I'm sorry. That's not how this works. I would say if that's the contract that you're willing to have Travis Kelce back, you don't want Travis Kelce back on the team. If you want Travis Kelce to sign a one-year, $5 million heavy incentive-laden deal to keep him around, then you don't want Travis Kelce back. Then it's over. It's time. And that time gets everybody. That time you are describing has hit almost every single athlete. At some point, you have to tell them no. At some point, the New England Patriots had to look at Tom Brady, the greatest football player we've ever seen, and said, no, we want Mac Jones to be our starting quarterback. Michael Jordan was willing to come back to the Chicago Bulls, and no, we're moving in a different direction. It is tough. It is one of the hardest things about sports. But the Travis Kelce thing, to me, it's really a two-part conversation. It's A, does he want to play? And B, how much do you want to pay Travis Kelce to be back next year on the team? Because if Travis Kelce is coming back on the team, it is not going to be cheap. And I think at a floor, we're talking about him making $12.5 million. And once again, being the centerpiece of your offense, and you're throwing it to him, and he is heavily involved. I said this at the top. I said this at the open. Everybody wants the Chiefs to be the Patriots until it's time to be the Patriots. Sometimes when it's the Patriots, you got to cut Vince Wilfork. The Patriots traded Rob Gronkowski. They traded him to the Lions. And Gronk said, if you trade me to the Lions, I will retire. I will just flat out, I will not report to the Detroit Lions. And then they had to cancel the trade. So like part of being that cutthroat organization that you guys always say you want the Chiefs to be, we would not be having this conversation in New England. They would not bring back Travis Kelce. A 2013 Bill Belichick would not bring back Travis Kelce. They would just, they move on. They find another Travis Kelce. They start the process over again. The goal is to get younger and cheaper. And Travis Kelce is not either of those things, at least not right now, the way that things are put together.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.